little bit of Ray, the best bits.
What have I got for you today? How to tell if someone is rich. How do you tell if someone is rich? I saw this and I went, oh my God, this is 1,000,000% true. You know, if you ever go on like Daft or any of these websites where people are like, oh, well, let me show you how I did my new extension. Look at our brand new kitchen. Doesn't it look gorgeous?
Anyone who makes it into the property supplement in any newspaper is rich.
Yeah, I'll grant you that. But there's always one feature, and it's not Dermot Bannon's floor-to-ceiling windows. There's always one feature that shows, that's the dead giveaway, a feature of someone's house, a feature of their decor, a feature of their interior design that screams, oh yeah, they're rich.
What is it?
Have a listen.
If the back of their couch touches the wall, then they're not rich. Rich people, their couches just be out there. Just be out there in the open. Their couches don't touch a wall.
Isn't that true?
You've got a floating couch. Yeah. It's because you've got so much floor space.
We've got three couches in our house.
Three?
Three different couches, and every single one of them is against a wall. Because we don't... This is the thing. If you've got a massive room, you can use a couch as a room divider. If you've got a massive room. But then if you've got a massive room, you live in a mansion. You're rich.
If the back of their couch touches the wall, then they're not rich.
It's true.
Isn't it true? I've got a couch, but currently the clothes horse is out, so I could barely sit on the couch. So I guess that means I'm not rich.
Is the couch against the wall?
Though? Yeah, it's against the wall.
The back of the couch is against the wall.
Yeah.
All of our couches are against the wall. All of the back of the couches are against the wall.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with free space behind me when I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah. I hate that. See, I'm 6 foot two as well. That's the other thing. So I need some place to put the pillow up against the wall so I can sit like that. Otherwise, I'm falling off the back of that couch.
Also, you don't want somebody creeping up from behind, like.
Edward in Kilkenny says, Ray, the back of my couch doesn't touch the wall. Look at this. The back of my couch doesn't touch the wall. But only when I need to plug something in. Says Edward. That's true. I'm exactly the same.
Everybody has some piece of furniture they have to move to get to the plug.
I have to plug it. Do you know, and I want to use the phone here. So that means I need to plug it in there. And the nearest plug, it's behind the couch. Edward and Kilkenny, you're absolutely right. Or the laptop. When you're like, oh, I have to. Oh, well, I never did that thing. I never sent that email. And the battery's dead on the laptop. I tell you what, I'll plug it in here, but the plug's behind the couch. Matthew says, love the show. Hey, hi Matthew. He says, the back of our couch is against a radiator. So technically, it's not against a wall. I think you're probably even lower down the status food chain, aren't you?
Yeah, you would be.
If you're putting a couch against your radiator, that means you're even... It's even worse than just putting it against a wall.
Although, if you can turn on the heating and your radiator does come on, that means you can pay for heating. And that's kind of loaded these days.
Yeah, that's very, okay, that's fine. Mick is there. Mick.
I believe this week it's called the couch machine, not the cash machine.
Oh, that's true. I was saying if you win the cash machine with €100,000 on the line, you'll have enough money to put your couch out in the middle of the room. You'll be rich then with €100,000. That's Today FM's couch machine.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, cheers, man. Emer.
For me, Ray, it's those people who have an island.
Mm.
An island, for God's sake. It'd be the size of a small country.
Well, like, is an island not just defending the island owners? I've got my own island.
Oh, look at this. A private island.
A private island.
Right.
It's not Necker.
And it's not Epstein's.
No, it's just kitchen. Kitchen island. Where you can chop an onion.
The kitchen I live in would probably fit on the island.
Right.
Those people, notions.
It really, it's just a bit of extra countertop. But the rest of our kitchen doesn't have much countertop. So we've got the island to do all of our chopping on.
If you've got an extractor fan over the island.
Oh, we don't have
then
that.
Then you're
minted. Oh, no, God, no. No, no.
And you ask, how would you need to know anyway?
Yeah.
Same as, how do you know if someone's vegan? They're going to tell you. These people put their pictures up.
Yeah.
You're going to know if somebody's rich from the inside.
Hey, everybody, look at my island. The thing with an island, though, tell me I'm wrong on this one, island owners, fellow island owners. The island is never used for you have this notion that like, this island, there'll be never anything on this island. The only thing this island is going to be used for is eating breakfast, So the kids will have their cereal or maybe even a healthy breakfast for the kids.
Would you have it standing up or would you sit down?
No, they'd be sitting on stools.
Oh, right.
And the kids, beautifully groomed children, clean in their perfectly pressed school uniforms before they head off to school in the massive Range Rover or something like that. School lunch is packed with like celery and cucumber sticks, sliced carrots.
And 10 pound notes.
Ridiculous.
So rich.
They're sitting up there and they're eating smoked salmon and spelt bread toasted and scrambled eggs. And the children, the only thing that's going to happen on the line is the children are going to eat their perfect breakfast. Perfect children eating their perfect breakfast. And the odd bit of chopping then in the evenings with a glass of white wine. Like a good white wine as well. Chilled to perfection. Then when mummy and daddy are doing the chopping of the, chop the onions and the mushrooms together. It's going to be, oh, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be picturesque. Move into a house with an island like we did a few years ago. And all the crap is on the island. Your Amazon deliveries, your jackets. Sorry, this is Amy interrupting. Sorry, Amy.
Dad, yeah. What happens if there's no walls in the room where the couch is? But yes, there is walls. What I mean is that there's glass.
There's glass? You're putting the couch in the conservatory, Amy.
So there's big glass, not glass walls, big glass windows.
Glass windows. So there's glass everywhere. So there's no place to put. There's no wall at all. It's all just. Are you living in a glass house, Amy?
What happens then?
You're in a glass house.
Is that like considered, you know, a wall?
No, it's glass.
I don't know. Just talking or thinking.
I'm thinking, well, you know what? Thanks for bringing that up. I'm sure we'll be sure to percolate on it. Just moving all the crap over to the left-hand side so you can chop an onion for the dinner tonight. This is ridiculous. Who left all this rubbish here? You did, Ray.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.